the sound of having a shower. You know, it's Friday. It's Friday morning, and I don't know what I'm going to say. But even if I don't say anything, you'll hear something. So I'm not worried. It's quite an experience. Testing the water. See if it's warm enough to get in yet. Oh, yeah. Okay, Friday morning is a better morning. I call it Friendly Friday. It's a chance to take a moment and think about my friends, how they are, what it is that we have that binds us together. I mean, what do I do with a friend? I do things. Friendship for me is always a collaborative act. It's always doing something with people. Listening to somebody is doing something with them. Standing quietly beside somebody while they tell me a story or while they just drink a pint of Guinness, that's doing something with somebody. That is the act of, for example, not interrupting. That is a collaborative act. The act of talking with somebody, the act of being in the company of another person, that's collaboration. At its heart, we're inherently social. We're social by design. More water. Social by design, the whole, what some people call the socialization process. Everything. I suppose we could actually say we're social by conception. No matter how it's achieved, it involves two parties. So if we are inherently social, and even the act of being selfish is a social act. It involves carving out a space specially reserved in the interest of one person. But it's social. It presupposes the existence of another person. So we're social beings, and I've had my shower, and I'm going to reveal a secret, which I've never revealed before, but here's it. When I have a shower in my house, and I record the audio, I get a bit of a wet floor. Yeah, the water, no doubt, bounces off the iPhone and crashes out onto the floor, and the floor is a bit wet. Now I'm putting a towel down on the floor, standing on it and walking on top of the towel so as to soak up all of that liquid that is shower water. It starts off being a warm towel. The heating comes on for an hour in the morning in this house. But I now have a wet towel and a warm towel and a dry towel. Anyway, never mind. Towels are born to be wet. Otherwise, why would they exist? Being mindful this morning. I did a bit of mindfulness, a bit of mindful practice. I may or may not record something, share something. Everything, life is digital, isn't it? Binary, rather. Binary. Life is a binary experience. Okay. Everything's right. Now for a sound of a man taking shaving foam. Ah, too much. Too much. I'm getting into the shave. If you've had enough, please. I don't know what's coming next, so I can't promise that the remaining piece of this audio bill will be different. It actually doesn't matter what I think. My own judgments about what I do, they have same kind of interest as passing cloud has. One piece of a jigsaw. Life in flux. My own opinion, my own judgment, however interesting they are, only part of my experience. Yeah, that's getting into the mindfulness area, actually. I don't want to stray there because I'm into doing things right now. Not being terribly attentive to the whole experience. I'm just focused on momentum. Getting from in the shower to work. And I'm one of these ridiculous people who regards life is work. Find it impossible to put a whole lot of activity. I find it unuseful to me to put a load of activities into a box and call them work. I have another box which I call not work. Considering that sometimes I put a huge effort into not earning my living. Drink stuff, please, will not earn me any money. Mightn't even make me any friends until after I'm dead. Yeah. How much of this life is being lived for the sake of the next generation? Actually, that's a damn difficult question. How much of your life are you living for the future? And even more concretely, how much of this life are you living for the sake of leaving it better for the next generation? Okay, I hear my daughter. I think I hear my daughter. Did you call me? What did you say? What's tidy?
No, today is Friday and it is coming.
It is Friday.
And it's coming. Can you tell her not to clean up my room?
Oh, you're talking about... Oh, yeah, of course. You don't want your room cleaned by anybody else except you?
Yes, so I can show Mum that this was not Anna. And because if it was cleaned after me by Anna, then I won't be able to tell her that
can she?
A bit more.
Could she just hoover the carpet?
No.
Are you going to hoover the carpet?
Yes.
Okay. Right. I'll text her a message. Okay. Bye bye.